Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Hello, yes,
there.
Hi.
You are. Hello, John.
Hi. All right.
High on life, John.
High on life, can't think why.
National League football, the greatest game of all.
It's a good game, it's a great division, isn't it?
Oh, I like
the
division.
National League. Oh, sorry, I found plenty of old awards. There you go, shut up.
Playing, oh, I love the National League. It's, what is it that I love about it? I love winning 5-1 one week and then losing 1-0 to a terrible team the next.
Crashing out of the FA Trophy to Tonbridge the next.
I know.
Why not?
What a weird season.
Got us out of it though, didn't it?
The oddest season, isn't it?
Yeah, even older than last season when there were no fans.
We were,
and everything was out of whack.
Yeah.
It's still really odd.
It's so... I think because we've owned, I think from our point of view, Talk United point of view, we've only just found our feet.
Yeah.
So like that.
Since the start of the year,
isn't
it? Really?
Time,
yeah.
First time Saturday that I saw the squad and the team, and I thought, oh, actually, we could
definitely do this.
This is it. I think you've got the players in the right positions, and this, you know, and then it did happen. We'll talk about it in a minute. But yeah. Really, really well. I scored a hat trick last night, John.
Oh,
playing five a side.
Anyway, you know, back to you.
Back to me. Let's talk about Talk United in a minute and National League football in a minute.
Yes.
And been playing five a side, John, and I've been wanting to play five a side for this team for a long, long time. It's not five a side, it's like seven, eight a side. Wanted to play for a long, long time, and I've been asking for a while. It's not quite happened, and finally it's happened. But I turned up last night, first time to play for this team I've been wanting to play for absolutely ages, like really excited to play for them. And I was like, yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Really good of you. And they went, oh, your bibs, is that all right? I said, that's absolutely fine. I started handing the bibs out. Green bibs, John.
Right.
So.
Green foam.
Told them to stick it up their ass.
Green bibs. Show it up your ass.
Because I'm not like you, John, with your green foam. A lot of people were in agreement.
I got a bit of flack from that. I saw Jane Kelly.
Argyle phone.
I think it's Rich from Talkie Talk.
Yeah.
Getting wading in.
Yeah, all these people are getting involved. And they're acting.
Guys.
And you know me,
what's
John.
What's done is done.
I will stand up for you. I will stand up for you at any moment. I will, you know, we will stand there together as one. But I cannot stand with you on the green phone.
Foff rebellion looming, says Les
yes,
Brooking.
Yes, and I agree. And end of podcast.
Yeah, Rich, he needs to take a long, hard look at himself. Bloody hell.
For instance, that whole story there about the bibs wasn't true, John. I just wanted to bring the phone
just wanted
up again.
To bring and you scored a hat-trick
as well. I scored a hat-trick last night. Yeah, I did score a hat-trick, John. I did give away 2 goals. Yeah. I will say that. When I'm not a great defender. And I cannot be bothered tracking back. So I do, I mean, it's not my job.
I'm the opposite. I'm a good defender, but I can't. I don't like to get forward.
All right,
I get scared. All I like.
Just get up there.
I scored, last time I played a couple of weeks ago, I scored 2 quite decent finishes and 1 hilarious miss.
Oh, this might go the way of tea towels, but we need to find a way of having some sort of match.
What, like a Nat Hobbs match?
A Nat Hobbs match or a Twitter match or a Twitter v Facebook.
Getting two-footed on Les Brooking after that tweet. Les, I'm coming for you. Bring your shin pads.
Jane Kelly on the bench.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how... It's for someone else to organise.
As ever. Someone else
as
can do
we know.
It. We'll turn up.
You're listening to the Ideas Obsession.
It's very much an ideas factory, this.
Yeah.
But once it reaches the factory floor, that's it. Someone else is going to have to pick them up and deliver them.
I'm amazed Daisy Seller ever received that trophy.
So am I.
Yeah. Amazed it ever
the
happened.
The work that went into that.
The tea towels, John. We need to get onto that. Be good to try and play at Plainmoor. I played there once.
Oh, yeah.
And I was poor, John. I think I touched the ball about 4 times. And it's your legs go. I've played at Hearts once at the is it Tannadice? Tannadice? The Hearts ground? No.
No.
You
I should know
Hearts
this.
Play.
It's anyway. I walked past it when I was in
and Edinburgh. I played at Hearts during the Edinburgh Festival and it was a comedians team. It was originally gonna be a comedians team versus veterans.
Tynecastle.
Versus a veterans Hearts team. And then they realised that was gonna be absolute whitewash, so they mixed the teams up and I got subbed on for a bloke who used to play for Benfica.
Oh.
And I didn't have the same impact.
No. They're probably looking and for more.
Honestly, every time I got the ball, I'd just fall over.
Panic.
And like, just panic. Just like, oh, no. Like, finally, I've got the ball.
Like that video of Matt Hancock playing football. It's just like it's, heading
you
the
you
ball.
You really think you've got it, but it's like, oh, gosh. So like, I have every respect for professional footballers because it must be so hard. It must be, I mean, it's your
I've
job.
I've stepped on the pitch at Plainmoor. I just think, this is massive.
Yeah.
This is huge.
Wonder if we can one of the people who listens.
Someone organise this thing.
Someone organise it.
Yeah.
And we'll turn up.
I'll play.
Try and turn
I'll
up.
Definitely play.
Because I reckon
oh, no,
we could.
Play.
You'll play with you, John. You'll be there. Right. You'll be trying to be skipper. Just need someone to contact the club. Sam Drewiff. I'm thinking you. Try and make up for all your West Ham love.
Yeah.
Playing on the pit.
I also
played at Stenhouse Muir.
Okay.
That's a plastic pitch, though, John.
Oh.
What's coming up in the podcast, oh, John?
Let's
have a look at it.
Let's work it out.
What is it? What have we got? Not a lot, I'm sensing. Sensing not a lot, John.
National League results.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Always good. You're behind the curve results service.
No. Oh, I tell you what, actually. You know how we sometimes combine the results and the predictions?
Yes.
I've not had a lot on this weekend.
Yeah.
So COVID in the household.
Oh.
Been confined to barracks.
Yes.
I'm out now.
Okay.
But I had nothing to do and I actually worked out how we did. Was it last week? Did we predict them last week?
Well, that sounds
I think
a
it
good,
was last
that sounds
week.
A good feature for the podcast. So,
we'll
do that.
I've got them here.
Well, we'll do not now, John. That's a whole bit in a second.
I've saved it.
This is the what's
I've
coming up.
I've saved the podcast.
Bit.
Okay, no, I wasn't going to do it now.
Okay, lovely.
So we can do that. And we've got the results on the weekend.
We'll have a big chat about Notts County.
Yeah. Chat about Ian.
Obsessed.
Our mate
a few
Ian.
Tweets. We woke up the beast.
Oh,
the Notts County fans. I always love that.
We've got some letters.
A few letters. That's
enough, maybe
John.
An update on the Babbicombe campaign.
Is there an update?
No.
No update?
No.
Did anyone email them?
If they have, they didn't blind...
Did you email them,
they didn't
John?
Blind copy us. No.
No, nor did I.
No. It's like the tea towel. Someone else has got to do it.
If we're not doing it, it's very much a tea towel situation.
Sam Drewiff?
Sam? No, I don't think Sam. Sam's too busy with West
Sam's
Ham.
Like our PA.
West Sam, as I call it. There we are. Very niche. But here we are. Lovely, John. Let's have a look at the
Do you think he
results.
Was more excited about West Ham Lyon or Torquay Notts County?
He loves West Ham.
I think I know which.
he loves West Ham. But look, some people say you're allowed two teams. I say you're not. So
I
there
say
we
it's
are.
Poor shit.
Absolute HS. Because it's a clean podcast. John, let's have a look.
There you go. I've got them here.
The results from the weekend.
Here we go.
Lovely.
Let's go back to Saturday, and it was Aldershot 2, Borehamwood 1.
Amazing.
Oh, hello.
Amazing.
I was in a bit of a quandary here because a big part of me would like to see Aldershot get relegated, but also did us a quite big favour.
A big favour, dragging them, reeling them in. It all bunches up now, doesn't it?
It does.
At the end of the season. What has happened to Bournemouth?
The Bournemouth fan in this office has just given up. He was very chirpy earlier in the season, and now he keeps his head down.
I mean, what has happened to him? They just knackered after their cup run.
I don't know, part of that.
Big time.
They poured a lot into that, didn't they? Just haven't been able to pick it up since.
We have to talk about it. Aldershot situation, John. Sinclair Armstrong.
Yeah.
Going to Aldershot. How do you feel about it?
Well, it would have been nice, wouldn't it? We are so light up front.
Yeah, we're overly
reliant. Especially you've got games on Friday and Monday.
Yeah.
Danny Wright's 36, 37, whatever
overly
he is.
Overly reliant on Danny Wright.
Could have done with another body, but I think he wants to be near London, doesn't he?
Someone else might come in. You don't know, do you?
You never know.
You don't know. And there's some players I keep forgetting we've even got. I'd forgotten about Shorey Johnson.
So had I. Oh, yeah.
Joe Felix we've got.
Keelan O'Connell.
Where are they?
Where are thou, Felix?
Where is Joe Felix, John?
He's very small.
Maybe he's one for next year. Maybe that's what they're thinking.
They paid money for him.
Paid money for him? Where is he? Sinclair Armstrong. I think there's some talk of that he wants to still train with QPR.
Because he's sort of... QPR fans are very excited about him. They keep going, pick him! Why don't you pick him, Warburton?
But also, agent Sinclair Armstrong can do us some favours against some of the other teams.
Have Aldershot got any of our big rivals?
Who have Aldershot got?
Dagenham,
lovely.
Solihull.
Yes.
Bromley.
Oi, oi. And Notts County. So, look.
Yeah.
Pretty good, John.
There,
so, agents, come in, Agent Sinclair.
You should maybe...
Maybe next time.
Hello, lads. That's Agent Sinclair.
He's Irish, isn't he?
He is Irish.
Sinclair C5.
So what I did there was...
The Sinclair Spectrum, we'll call it. Next week. We'll do that next week. Lovely.
What is it?
Sinclair Spectrum, do you not know what that is, John?
I know what it is, but what's the feature?
We'll find out. We will find out when we forget to say talk about it all week.
Let's stick it on the fucking list.
Put it on your fucking list.
Next to the...
Who knows what the Sinclair
I've got
Spectrum
paper
is?
Paper aeroplanes written down there.
I've got to teach you to make a paper aeroplane, John.
It turns out I don't know how to make a paper aeroplane.
I can't believe it, getting to know you.
Do you know what? In school, I could just never do it. And I found it. It's a source
of... I feel sad for you.
Enormous frustration. I could just never do it. So before this podcast is out,
be a really good,
I'd like to know.
Be a really good clue in like Agatha Christie or Midsummer Murders, killed by paper aeroplane, and you like take the rap.
Yeah.
And I go, ah, but you cannot.
But gentlemen,
you cannot make.
Poirot's back.
I would ask you to make a paper aeroplane, and you'd be there. Oh.
Make one for me now, if you will. I don't know, Poirot.
There we are. Now the clue is gone.
I'll show you how I think I make it. And you can tell
me.
I'd
like to film that.
You can film this.
We'll film that. Lovely. Let's move on to the next score, John.
Barnet 0, Solihull Moors 2.
Flying. I think definitely playoff Solihull Moors.
What's
guaranteed.
Andrew Dallas again.
I think he'll be League 2
can't
bound.
Can't stop scoring goals.
League 2 bound, I reckon, Andrew Dallas. The sort of player they all look for, isn't he?
Yeah, and they are. Absolutely guaranteed
Ardley
playoffs.
Ardley must be thrilled.
Yeah.
Must be just absolutely thrilled
good
about
for him.
Thing.
Quite pleased for him. Bromley nil, Dagenham 2. So, again, a bit of a crunch match up there, and that's sort of just outside the playoffs.
Can't all win.
Thing. So,
say.
Bromley, I think Bromley could be done.
Can't all, were they 10th?
I mean, they're a game 11th. Behind us and 2 points behind us. 11th, 54 points and 9 points off, but they've got two games in hand.
Yeah.
So even if they won both their games, they're not in the playoffs.
No, it's a struggle. It's a struggle. And they just beat us because we had no players that day.
They've gone backwards ever since Andy Woodman was linked with the Gillingham job.
Should have gone then, Andy.
Should have gone.
Whereas
Dagenham are still just about keeping themselves in the mix. They are with us.
They'll beat us one.
With us,
they?
we'll be thinking we could still do this.
Tale as old as time. We lose 1-0 to Dagenham and Redbridge.
Oh, yes. 100%. Dover nil, Maidenhead 1. Agent Allen. We should catch up with Agent Allen because we've got Maidenhead coming up, haven't we?
maybe this in a month. Couple of weeks' time. Let's see how the results go, and then see if Agent Allen is in business. What a strange old season for them.
Mad.
There we are, mad.
But they'll be okay. They'll be absolutely fine. Dover Nathan Blissett. Losing again. 92nd minute win for Maidenhead. Would you?
I always say that.
I'd take anybody now. I'd take you up front on current form.
I've never seen such a look of disdain last night, John, as when I was leaving for Five-a-Side. I said, I might get scouted. You never know. I get scouted. And my wife looked at me like, you're a child.
But what? There was just a scout.
Imagine that. You never know, John. Everyone gets seen, John.
And he just looks at me and goes, you can make something happen.
To paraphrase,
if we need a goal.
To paraphrase the producer's series of Curb Your Enthusiasm, there's something about this.
It's old,
old overweight running guy who can't really run properly up front that I like.
Oh, I've forgotten that. But I reckon.
Still time, John.
If it's 0-0 at Woking, 5 minutes to go, I put you on. Because you make something happen.
You know me, John.
Make something happen.
I chin it in. You know, John, you've spent enough time with me to know that stuff happens.
I know.
Just it's through sheer will.
Magic.
Just through sheer will. Sheer wanting something to happen. Something will happen.
And if
send
it
me on. 2 minutes
really
to go.
Funny. Is you just there on the touchline, warming up?
Gary, who's he sending?
It's like Charlie.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is.
Imagine the booze as I ran. Fuck! What is this? This is serious.
Get John Gale back. You might as well.
John Gale. Oh yeah. Lovely.
Halifax 2, Woking 1. Ooh. So Darren Sahl's
the Sahl. The Sahl revolution is over.
Yes. One game it lasted. But, they did do well in that one game.
Let's see what happens on Friday before we start laughing.
Yes, Halifax is getting it done. Kingsland 2, Yeovil 2. So Kingsland really needed to hold on their 90th minute equaliser for Yeovil, especially with Aldershot winning. They needed that 3 points.
Any word on the Yeovil manager?
No word yet. No, nothing. Word. Absolutely nothing. And I did like Yeovil's keeper. It's called Ted Can. Because obviously if anyone can...
Yes. Emre Can.
Ted Can. Emre Can.
Did you know there is a fundraiser for, I think it's the Adam Stansfield Foundation, and it is a match between Pick of the Southwest Legends and Yeovil Town. And do you know who manager of Yeovil Town Legends is, John?
Not Gary Johnson.
It's Gary Johnson.
Oh.
I was a bit disappointed.
He is probably the Yeovil Town legend, isn't he? He is the Yeovil Town legend.
He is. But, but look.
Terry Skiverton.
Far be it for me to cast any aspersion.
I think we can let him off, as long as it isn't like tomorrow. He should be prepping for Woking.
I don't think it's tomorrow. What else have we got here?
Wealdstone 1, Chesterfield 2. So again, Chesterfield getting that done. Umera!
Bloody hell!
Scored equaliser.
Bloody hell, Josh!
But they couldn't hold on.
Bloody hell, Umera!
Bloody hell! When you save that one, Umera, I know you're up front, but bloody hell! Save it!
Away at Dagenham last season, just shot on it, hit. It stood in the way of Benji and Poker scoring.
I tell you what, I bet Roger and Brian hated that on Saturday. We should really probably check in with Roger.
Hurst will have hated
Hurst
that.
Hurst got his phone turned off, but I reckon.
We should check in with Roger and
probably
Brian.
Check in with Roger and Brian.
Yeah, lovely.
Weymouth 0, Grimsby 0. So good, it's a good point for Weymouth. I mean, it's not really going to help them in the long run, but.
Lloyd was pretty
disappointed for Grimsby.
Disappointed there. We need them. We've got to reel them in. So that's one of the teams we've got to reel in.
Yes.
Grimsby.
We've still got to play them, haven't we?
Grimsby have Stockport this week.
Wrexham 3, Eastleigh 2. Another 95th minute winner for Wrexham. I keep seeing these Wrexham fans going, oh, only us. You think,
us
last season. Yeah, so not
and
only
also
you.
The converse side of that is, oh yeah, they're bent, they're buying the refs, adding on all this time.
Do what we did last season. You just keep going.
Keep going. And also, you've got to learn that you can't just time waste from the 60th minute.
Yeah. And Stockport 5, Southend, they'll blew them away.
I mean, unbelievable. Southend have dropped, haven't they?
They have, yeah. I remember Terry still thought they could win the league the other week.
It's all the scores, is it, John? Tell us how we've got on with our predictions last week.
Because, to be fair, it's not perfect, but I think you'll agree.
We're doing all right. Well, it's like our league table prediction.
We gave it a good go. Tuesday night,
mm-hmm.
It was Dagenham, Boreham Woods.
Yeah, what did
you say? You said Dagenham win. I said Bournemouth 1-0. It was 0-0.
So that...
We were sort of like... We were close, though. Because it was low scoring. Yeah. I'd say that's close. It was Halifax, Solihull Moors. You said 1-1.
Yeah.
I said 2-2. It was 0-0.
Oh, okay. So we got the draw. The draw, was spot right. On. Good.
Kingsland, Bromley. You said 1-1. I said 1-1. It was 1-0 Kings Lynn. Again, we were close because it was low scoring.
No, isn't it? Low scoring.
Wealdstone Maidenhead.
So far, it's awful.
Wealdstone Maidenhead. You said 4-1 Maidenhead. Yeah. I said 2-0 Maidenhead. It was 0-0.
John, you said we've done well. We've done absolutely dreadful.
Wait till you hear this. Okay. Wrexham Barnet. You said 5-1 Wrexham. I said 3-1. It was 6-0.
Pretty good.
We got two correct.
Yeah, not
out
great.
Of five.
Not great, but it's unpredictable. You think that's good? 2 out of 5.
40%, isn't it?
I put in 40% effort. Well.
Well. That seems like a good place to say this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Oh, hello there, Roger.
Hello, Brian.
Lovely to be here, Roger O'Brien. On the... where are we?
Babbacombe Downs,
of
always.
Course. As
I mean,
always.
Where are we? Open your eyes, man.
Waiting for a landslip.
I see.
Landslide. I'm waiting for...
Are we going down on the old Cliff Railway in this moment?
Ah, well, lucky Cliff.
We met him, Cliff Railway.
Lovely job. Well, what you do in your private time is up to you, Roger. Or Brian.
I see you, Roger. I see you've done away with your mask, Brian.
Yeah.
Not bothering that anymore.
I hear the COVID's gone.
It's gone now, isn't it?
I mean, the numbers are ever rising, of course, but we've been told not to wear them, and I shan't be wearing them, because I do. I didn't see you at Playmore at the end there on Saturday there, Roger O'Brien.
No, Roger, I didn't. You didn't see me. You might have heard me. I left at 2-1 down.
Yeah.
I saw the way it was going. I've seen this. Seen it once, seen it 1,000 times over the years.
Lenny Hell Johnson.
Johnson! Lenny Hell!
Sort it out!
I left. Ripped up my season ticket in front of him.
5-1.
Johnson.
5-1.
Shut that up your ass. And walked out.
It was 5-1.
You may have heard me waving to him. I'll be going, Brian. See you later.
Cheer-o. I've seen this game before.
Seen it.
I heard you saying that.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. Seen it.
Seen it! Lenny Hell!
Gave Gary Johnson a good bit of verbals and left. That was me.
Well, we won 5-1, Roger O'Brien. So, you missed three of the best goals I've ever seen at Playmore.
I don't think I'd have enjoyed it, to be honest.
It was no Sammy Collins. It was no Stubbsy.
Don Mills.
No Don Mills.
Don Mills.
No Don Mills. Of course. But
Don would have stopped that goal.
So, I suppose you're not going to Woking on Saturday. Friday. When
no,
is it?
Friday.
Yeah.
No, I won't be going. I didn't like... To be honest, I was thinking about it, and then you said it was 5-1, and I thought, I don't like that. I don't like showboating.
All right. Well, I am...
I don't like it when they show off and, go over the top, you know?
I shall be going.
All right.
To Woking.
Okay.
I'm going on what's called the Prince Andrew Tour. We're going on the... It's a coach tour. Isn't it? Lovely. Goes from the Imperial Hotel... Up there, Snell's coaches.
Stops at Penning Roundabout.
Yeah,
picks
stops
them
and
up.
Picks us all up. Yeah. Takes us up to Woking. We go to Woking Pizza Express.
Tramps nightclub. You'll be in there.
Nightclub. No sweating allowed.
Shake your booty down at Tramps nightclub.
There's no sweating allowed on there.
I'd like to see you throwing some shapes down there, Brian. I bet you'd be glorious on the dance floor.
And then we end up at Woking. I like going Woking because we never win.
Have I seen us draw? We've drawn there.
We've all seen us draw, but we will never beat them. It's written in the
stone. Oh, now I'm thinking that I may be missing out now. I've not seen them lose for a while.
There are tickets for the Prince Andrew Tour, and I will stand you an American hot. Bloody hell, Prince Andrew!
Babbacombe Cliff won't wait around, so
dragging the royal family through the mud.
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell! Randy Andy.
Jillian Maxwell. Bloody hell!
I'm off to find this Babbacombe Cliff he's on about.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession. Now, John, why do you not know how to make a paper aeroplane?
We mentioned it earlier. I can't remember. I think you in the studio last week just started making him a throne, and I just thought I could never do this.
Why did Gammy Knee or Nicola never teach
you? It's not one of these things. I just never near it. Wet play?
Wet play?
No chance.
Can't do it?
No. Nope.
Not even with an old wet paper towel?
Do you want me to show you how I think you do?
Yes, go on then. Yeah, should move that out of the way.
This is what I think. So I think you take the top corner, fold it into the middle, press along the fold.
Yeah.
A big blue piece of this.
Yeah.
Take the other corner, bring it into the middle.
Not bad so far,
press along the fold. This is where I get a bit confused.
Okay.
I think you then sort of turn it upside down and then sort of do, like, fold it into half.
No.
This is where I get lost. And then
what
you
is
sort
this?
Of do that.
No.
And then
look
you
at
sort
it.
Of got something
right.
in here.
Here
and
we
then
go.
Just...
I'm going to teach you how to do it. That's how I do it.
Okay.
You can use the same piece of paper.
All right.
Okay, take your piece of paper.
Yeah.
Fold it in half, John.
Oh, okay, that way.
Fold it in
so
half.
Fold it
or
in
either
half.
Way, either way, but yeah.
Fold top it in to half. Bottom, there we go. Press along,
Lovely. So that's now you've got your line down the middle.
Yeah.
From your corner was right.
Yeah.
Take your corner, top corner, and fold it to the middle.
Right.
Yeah. So look, there's your point there. So.
Yeah.
And then other side exactly the same.
Yeah.
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 And then do it again. Fold it into the middle like that. So it's flat,
so like
flat like that.
That.
That's it.
This is blowing my
and
mind.
And then the other one, same, exactly the same again. The other one.
Oh.
Right. Okay.
Paper aeroplane.
Hold on. So make sure your creases are hard. Good.
Look at that.
Right. And then fold it in half onto itself. I mean, there's loads of ways to make a paper aeroplane. Hold on a minute. Let me have a look at it. Yeah, that's it. And then fold your wings down.
In sort of...
Like that.
Like so.
Hold your wings down.
Oh, this is good audio, isn't it?
Very good audio. There it is. This might be Twitter only. There's your paper. I've gone for like a Concorde. Is that your first...
It's not really worked, is it?
What have you done wrong here, John? Look at that. How have you done that? What have you done that way? That way. So you went that way instead of in on itself.
So for all the people listening, I went that way, but not this way.
I'm not sure this is going to be the best bit of the podcast.
See, the thing is, I didn't make
you
that.
Didn't make and that's
very good.
How you make a paper aeroplane.
It's really good, but I didn't do it.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
Yeah, we have got.
Ooh, lovely.
A half dozen. No.
Oh.
A quarter dozen.
A quarter dozen.
Yeah.
Four. AKA three.
Three.
Matt,
I was gonna say.
As always, John, not my strong point.
We kick off with Steve punning in the name of our foff over, well, not actually a foff, but a listener over in Canada.
Oh, yes.
The trucking foff.
The magic.
I'm still not convinced that this isn't my brother doing some sort of crazy thing.
Do you think?
He's got that in his locker.
What we need is to find out, we need him to send a paper or something from...
Send a picture of himself with that day's newspaper in the cab.
That's the sort of thing we need.
Anyway, Steve Gullen, let's take it on trust that he's real.
It's not like an anagram of your brother's name or...
Steve Gullen? No, I don't think so. Something's just...
Something's
alarm bells are ringing.
Okay, right.
Anyway, Steve says, hi guys, Alberta 10-4 here.
Mm.
Some bad news for Charlie, I'm afraid.
Is it your brother?
C.W. McCall of the Convoy Song sadly passed away at the weekend.
Oh, sad news. Don't laugh at that, John. Why are you laughing at that? Don't laugh at that. That is sad. I love the Convoy Song. Come on.
He says, I can bring it back to the Natops pod, though. He's a massive Shrimpers fan.
Was he though?
He was.
Was he?
Some say an ultra. One of his last tweets was, "Have that gene after the Altrincham game." So Steve,
you don't know. We don't know if you're real,
Steve.
You think we're on to you?
Where does he say he's Alberta? Can we have a picture
Alberta
of you with
the
Alberta
Times
Bugle.
Or what is it? The Alberta.
What is the Alberta newspaper? Let's have a look. The Calgary Herald.
Calgary Herald. The Fitzhugh. The Gauntlet. The Edmonton Journal.
Medicine Hat News. What's that? List the newspapers and out. Let's get the most popular
one. These
are
all just winners of the Calgary, Grand National.
The Calgary Herald is your right. most popular.
We want a picture of you with the Calgary Herald.
In your cab. Please. Is C.W. McCall did actually pass away. So, yeah, there you go. It was 93, though, so, you know, is that a pretty good innings?
Pretty good.
The lad, McCall.
How many letters have we had from...
Steve McCall.
Calgary.
Steve Cullen. Let's have a look. I think
that's his third.
That's number three.
Steve, if you're real, shagunk. Fof 10-4.
Is that what we're going to make him
yeah,
now?
Yeah, 104. Fof 10-4.
I think he could be 58, but let's put Steve Carlin as Fof 10-4. By
Definitely.
The way, the Alan Wills situation is Fof 56.
Okay, there we are. Well, Alan on the ice to you.
He did have a Fof number.
Steve, thank you for your letters. Excellent. If you are real, we do need to find out if you are real or not, or a cruel hoax.
We do.
There we are. And very sad news about
C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall.
Our other letter this week comes from Sean Pritchard.
Sean, on the ice to you, Sean.
Sean says, I hope you're both well. And still on cloud nine after Torquay's thumping win against Notts County.
Yes.
I didn't even hear, Sean. Cloud nine, cloud ten, if anything.
Keep us going till the end of the season, that one.
As I'm in North Wales visiting my parents, I decided to go and watch the Wrexham v Eastleigh match on Saturday due to my love of football and your excellent National League Not a Talkie podcast,
good.
As well
Not
as the fact that there's
podcast.
Never a dull moment at Wrexham. Even though public transport delays meant I didn't get back to my parents' house until just after 10 on Saturday night, I had the best day.
Oh.
Mainly thanks to the following reasons. Number one, the pre-match cheeseburger outside the ground.
If the food's good,
scram,
football often doesn't matter.
We had on the TalkSport show earlier, a bloke from Bristol Rovers who was talking about his pies and his pasties, you know, doing tastings for fans. The food at Playmore's rubbish, isn't it?
It's not. It's never been great, is it?
And I don't know how.
I don't know how in Devon they mess up pasties.
Yeah.
And I don't know how in Devon they mess up cheesy chips.
The chips are woeful.
I don't understand. Why don't you open just a proper chip shop in the ground?
Yeah.
Or would that burn the place down?
It could be a fire hazard, I suppose.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know why they don't...
Get them to open a little kiosk.
Anyway, look. It's not for us to, you know, I don't know how it works.
Sean says, and this is actually number one, the pre-match cheeseburger. Number two, bumping into a former workmate who'd come up from South Wales to see his first Wrexham match since before the start of the pandemic, getting to catch up with him as well as current colleagues who were commentating on the game. Number three, the atmosphere created by just over 9,000 fans at the racecourse. Number four, a five-goal National League thriller that included Paul Mullen scoring Wrexham's winning penalty in injury time.
Been a good signing, wasn't it?
And Sean says, hopefully the selfie I took before kickoff illustrates how much I enjoyed my National League day out. Here
it
is.
That's the National League.
Hello.
Hello, Sean.
I'm clicking on it.
Hello. It's not opening, John. Nope.
My green phone's frozen.
Well, that's Argyle for you. That's Argyle for you.
It is, isn't it?
Frozen like they did against Chelsea.
And it's I hope to see you both at Playmore sometime in the near future. It's not a million miles away from my home in Cardiff.
Ah, there we are. Very good.
It's not that close either, is it? Let's be honest.
far
not
enough.
A million miles
not
away.
Not going to pop in.
Not, you know, relative to...
How many letters is that?
I'd love to tell you.
Oh, well, John's green phone is frozen.
There we go.
Aren't we all pleased about it?
Chrome didn't shut down correctly.
Old Plymouth.
No, bloody right it did.
Old Plymouth John, they call
him. Sean.
Live from the Barbican. He sent three letters for Sean. He's
Fof
number.
I think 58.
58. Chugook. Chugook.
58.
Good news. Sean, welcome.
I've downloaded Sean's picture. Open in.
Let's have a look at the picture. He loves the National League. It's not a Talkie
podcast.
I just want
to open it. I don't want to save it to my files, Sean. All the best.
Send your green phone back. Say it don't work. Ask for a blue one, John.
Open with... I'm going to airdrop it to you, because why not?
I've got it now, yeah.
You're waiting.
Except here he is.
Here he is. There he is.
There he is. He's had a lovely time. Look at him at Wrexham there. What I particularly like is that sort of old school horn in the background of his thing. Lovely stuff.
It is, yeah.
There are all the lads stretching there.
Luke Young.
Lovely stuff.
There we go.
Very, very nice indeed. John, you've got to learn to make a paper aeroplane by next week's episode.
Oh, okay, fine.
And if you'd like to send us your pictures of you with the what are they called? Paper aeroplanes. That would be marvellous.
Exactly.
That'd be really good.
nationalobsession@gmail.com for all that sort of shenanigans.
At Natob's Pod, that sort of thing. Send us a letter on, what is it, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
You can
join
your letters.
Join the Notts County fans trolling us on at Natob's Pod on Twitter.
Three letters and you become a FOF. That's what the rules are.
That's
FOF
it, isn't it?
Is a friend of the family and you're very, very welcome. You get to enter FOF of the year, which... not for a while yet.
So far, someone's out in front, and I can't remember who it was.
Alan Wills.
Way out in front.
But let's look. I've met Alan at Dover.
I don't know if that.
Anyway, look. A long way to go. There's a whole
it's only
summer.
April, but.
Whole summer of recruitment.
It will be here before you know it.
Exactly. We're trying to go to Woking, aren't we, John?
Should be
good fun.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe see you all at Woking and maybe even Eastleigh. Might try and get there on Easter Monday. I doubt it, but I'm going to try and get to Woking. That it, John?
That's it.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast, then net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.